It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. A few more steps into the current and I'll be able to cast into a nice slot. Focused on my fishing, I inch forward. My foot finds a particularly slick rock and I slip, falling into the stream. Pulling myself up, grumbling under my breath, I remember having read about the organisms responsible for the slippery slime covering the rocks. The bottom of this shallow stream is covered with a complex community of algae, comprising many different species. Probably the most abundant of all are the diatoms, many of which secrete a slippery mucus as they travel, leaving the rocks very slick. Diatoms are a type of single-celled algae and are invisible to the naked eye. Small as they are, diatoms play an important role in aquatic ecosystems. They use light to grow, provide food for many other organisms, and are sensitive to environmental change. This last attribute allows scientists to monitor water quality by observing diatom communities. Each diatom is a single cell enclosed in an intricate shell called a frustule. Made from silica, like glass, the frustule is in two parts that fit together one inside the other, kind of like a tin of tobacco. Both sides are patterned with small openings and look almost like fine lace under a microscope. This box protects the diatom while still allowing water, gases, and light through to the cell. Diatoms come in a diversity of size, shape, and frustule patterns, but can be divided into two basic groups, pinnate and sennate. Pinnate diatoms are oblong like a cigar, and some are able to move slowly along surfaces. They propel themselves by secreting mucus through a small opening on the underside of their frustule and are primarily responsible for the slick covering of rocks in streams and rivers. Sennate diatoms are symmetrical around a central point. Many are circular like a disc. Unlike pinnate diatoms, they are immobile and float near the water's surface. Between these two diatom groups, there are several thousand species adapted to survive in different habitats. Many species float among plankton in the ocean, some live in freshwater, and a few are found in moist soils. In Montana, diatoms are abundant in our lakes, rivers, and streams. In many aquatic systems, diatoms are the base of the food chain. Insect larvae such as caddisflies and mayflies graze on diatoms. The energy from diatoms is carried up the food chain when these grazing insects are eaten by predators such as dragonfly nymphs and trout. Diatom communities are influenced by environmental change, which makes them good indicators of water quality. A change in water quality may negatively affect sensitive species with highly specific habitat requirements, while leaving tolerant generalists little affected. Diatoms are generally used to monitor aquatic habitats by looking for the presence of sensitive species or by measuring total species diversity. If sensitive diatoms are lost due to habitat change, then there will be fewer sensitive species and less total species diversity. In Montana, the Department of Environmental Quality samples diatom communities across the state. They use these data to look for changes that impair water quality, such as depositing silt and the introduction of nutrients and metals. A study from 2001 to 2005 sampled 52 sites in rivers ranging from the Clark Fork to the Missouri, looking for changes in diatom communities. The results have provided valuable information on possible threats to important Montana ecosystems. This field note was written by Taylor Wilcox of the Wildlife Biology Science Writing class at the University of Montana. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. For information on upcoming events and programs, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.